Randy Weingarten calls anti-American curriculums honest history, says opponents trying to divide and conquer. By Brecken Eftis on April 23, 2022. Union boss Randy Weingarten, president of the American Federation of Teachers, AFT, said Friday evening that schools are mired in culture wars for trying to teach about gender and honest history. In a speech to the Paraprofessionals and School-Related Personnel Division of the AFT, Weingarten, who leads the nation's largest teachers' union, said, "Our public schools are getting mired in culture wars about masks, books, gender and honest history. And while they are doing it for politics, to try and divide and conquer, the non-political consequences are very deep." At Weingarten, "We are in a very, very precarious and dangerous moment. If we lose, we may not just lose public education, but our whole way of life." AFT, at AFT Union, April 23, 2022. She then went after critical race theory investigator Christopher Rufo, who has exposed many cases of race essentialist theory in America's public school curriculums. "Take Christopher Rufo, a conservative activist. I want you to remember his name," she said. Weingarten went on to claim, "He proudly admits he distorted and stoked the furor over critical race theory in order to make any discussion of race, racism or discrimination toxic. Schools are not merely engaging in discussion of race, racism or discrimination, however. They are actively teaching children that some are inherently oppressors and some are inherently oppressed, and that is entirely due to the color of their skin. Moreover, schools are teaching children that race should be the single most important characteristic taken into account when judging others, a far cry from the message of the civil rights movement of the 1960s. Furthering her attack on Rufo, referencing a speech he gave at conservative Hillsdale College titled "Laying Siege to the Institutions," she tried to defend public schools, calling them the institution that most Americans still trust, value and are connected to. At Weingarten, "I'm looking at folks from Texas and from Florida right now because you're seeing this happen in real time. The denigration and the dehumanization." AFT, at AFT Union, April 23, 2022. He called for a campaign against public education that starts with sowing mass distrust in public schools in order to win universal school choice, she said, attacking one of the only ways children can escape failing public schools. Brecken Eftis is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter at Brecken Eftis.